But now, ladies and gentlemen, we go to another little Minnesota town, one I like to call the dark horse, Embarrass Minnesota, checking in. Roland?
Yes?
What is your title in Embarrass Minnesota?
I am a National Weather Observer for the town of Embarrass.
Well, you are the man to talk to, because I'll tell you something that's always gnawed at me. This International Falls Icebox status, I don't understand it when I keep hearing my weatherman talk about temperatures and then throw out International Falls and then Embarrass Minnesota, and Embarrass is always a little colder, and I think to myself, why is it always colder in a town that isn't the icebox of the nation? Something's weird about that. It's never acknowledged by the weather people, but they'll say a temp in International Falls, and then they'll give one in Embarrass, and it's a little cooler in Embarrass. Well, you hear that after a while, and you are embarrassed for International Falls.
Well, here 2 or 3 years ago, 2 years in a row, Embarrass had a contest with International Falls. It was on the Weather Channel. I think out of 70 times, they were the coldest five. A couple of times were even.
In other words, you were coldest how many times in Embarrass?
We were colder over 60 times more than they were.
Wow. By the way, you're not, I'm picturing you right now in a moose costume. You're not in one, are you?
Pardon?
It's just when I talk to you, you know, in radio, it's theater of the mind. We can't see you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm picturing you in a moose costume.
No.
All right. So why doesn't Embarrass ever go after icebox of the nation status?
Well, we get our share of fame. We have a replica down in a triangle, and we have all our artifacts from all the newspapers that we've received over the years. We have a big giant thermometer made out of a highline pole, and we have a guest book, and there's over 300 people in the summer just stop by, get their picture taken, and then they mail a postcard from the post office to say they were in Embarrass.
Yeah, Embarrass has the whole Embarrass thing going for it, the name and the fun with that, but it also has this secret icebox status. The all-time record cold temperature for the state of Minnesota is an Embarrass record, is it not?
That was a tower record.
What? Wait a minute. Did you say tower as in Tower, Minnesota?
Yes.
Now, wait a cotton picking minute. I thought it was Embarrass, Minnesota at 61 below.
Oh, they had 60, and my thermometers broke, and we had four people that camped out overnight there.
In Tower?
In Embarrass.
Yeah.
And they had four thermometers. And they had 164, 163, and two that recorded 62 below. We sent the 64 one, we still have it in the Timber Hall, to Taylor Testing Laboratory, I believe, in South Carolina. They tested it, and they said it was right on.
So wait a minute. Why is Tower then credited?
Because my thermometer broke in my weather box, and these thermometers were outside the weather box. Had they been one of them in the weather box, we'd have had it.
Hmm. I remember that winter. I remember, what year was that? It was in the 80s.
96.
96?
February 2nd, we had temperatures.
That's what I was going to say, 96, 1996.
Every day it was below 40, some days 50s.
Why do I recall a day? I thought I recalled a day.
February 2nd.
February, groundhog. No, that's third. Groundhog comes out on that day. Boom, dead. Boom, dead. You're not in a groundhog outfit, are you?
Well, no. All right. You're in a frozen tundra, no groundhog would try to dig his way out.
Sure, be foolish. I thought there was a day in the 80s. I remember being in college and walking to school, and I watched six of my fellow classmates die on the way to school. It was so cold. This was up at St. John's University, and I thought you guys got close to, you know what? I think you got 59 then.
We were in the 50s, and what happened there, the person that had the thermometer before I did, it separated also. But I now have a thermometer that goes to 80 below.
Attaboy. And I don't care what they say about climate change, we could still hit 80 below. Is keeping track of weather about the most fun you've ever had in your life?
Oh, it's been a really fun thing because I get to talk to a lot of different people yeah. at the Weather Channel, TV stations, NBC. Jimmy Kimmel was here.
Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah, live, yeah.
I don't feel so bad now about asking about the Moose outfit. Do you ever stroll down to the local bar and just sit around with the guys, have a beer, and talk weather?
Oh, it happens all the time.
Well, I'd like to do that someday. Get up there and talk weather for an afternoon over a couple. Little slice of heaven.
You have to realize that on a certain day in the winter, any place could be colder than another. Embarrassed this winter, I think, four or five times we've cold spot in the nation. Well, I'm sure Fraser, Colorado, they get their share of cold, but it depends on where them highs are coming in from.
Yeah. Do you know where embarrassed gets its name?
The French fur traders in Bear's River, there was obstacles in the river, and they named it actually Embarra. That stands for obstacles in the river.
You know what's interesting about that? If you are in fact correct, Minnesota Place Names, the book sold by the Minnesota History Center, is wrong in their claim having to do with where Embarrass gets its name. They're with you on the river, that the Embarrass River was called Embarrass first, and they're with you on the Voyageurs. But here's what they say in this book. They say the obstacles in the river made it so hard to maneuver and to traverse that treacherous waterway that even the most skilled Voyageurs were left embarrassed as they tried to get through.
Okay, that probably is correct.
Oh, well, thanks. I had no idea that my
right.
take would be...
I mean, it had to
sure,
with,
okay. You were just making that up as you went along?
The river.
All right. Well, I've enjoyed speaking with you, Roland. Roland Fowler, you are again, sir, your title?
I'm the National Weather Observer for the town of Embarrass.
Is there any way at all you are in a large black bear costume right now?
No.
All right. All right, Roland, I've enjoyed our time together. I hope to speak to you again. I admire the fact that you allow International Falls to merrily go after this icebox status without challenging them with attorneys and that sort of thing. You just let the weathermen do the talking, right?
Oh, yeah. Everybody can proclaim themselves cold spots.
Well, San Diego can't.
In the meantime, we'll take our share of the publicity.
Sure, I got you. All right, well, I hope to have a beer with you someday, Roland.
All right, that would be a plan.
All right, that'd be a good plan. See you, buddy.
All right, take care.
You too.
Yeah, bye.
He's my new favorite guy on planet Earth. Go ahead, John. John Hite here with the news.
Thank you, Tony. Mostly sunny, 36 degrees.